This is a dictation for Brandon Candler, BrandonCandler. It is services 11-7-2022. And date of birth 6-2-1988. Date of accident is 2-1-2022. The patient is presenting here with multiple pain issues. Allegedly after an automobile accident that occurred on 2-1-2022 when he hit a car on the right lane during an accident. The car was completely total. He injured his head after hitting into the dashboard and the chest into the dashboard, leading to some headaches, loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event, and pain in the chest, shoulder, as well as neck and the lower back, started with radiation to the both buttocks. And so the right shoulder was pain was around 7 and rest of the pain's 9. And patient has undergone various investigation. He was seen at the ER. CT scan of the head and the neck was completely negative. However, the MRIs that were done subsequently were found positive. In the MRI, there is the patient's exhibits in the cervical spine C3-4 with C4-5, C5-6, and as a facet hypertrophy, leading to mild to moderate neural foramina narrowing. C6-7, there is a left paracentral subarticular annular tear and disc herniation, resulting in left subarticular zone narrowing. Superimposed facet hypertrophy also. In the lumbar region, there is a tear of the L4, L5, and L5, S1 annular tear as well as disc herniation, leading to L5 and S1 nerve root compression. The patient has been advised about these issues, and he also complains of some pain in the right hip, mostly at the supra greater tubercular area, maybe a possibility of arthritis or even a possibility of bursa inflammation. The patient has been advised about all the options, including conservative treatment, which has not helped him so far. It has been 8 months watching in therapy and everything. And also injection treatment has been advised for the patient. He also has discussed about the need for going to the work without any restrictions, as his work is cannot hire him. He's a guy who does the janitorial cleaning and only has to lift a vacuum pump, nothing more than that. At this time, pains are in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8, and the right hip is around 8. They vary from 6 to 8. ADLs are affected 7, especially the general activity, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. The relationship with other people is affected 6. 40% pains are reported relieved so far. In the system review, it is discussed that the patient has, in neurology and psych, no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation. There is no history of any memory loss. And the patient does complain of difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of lack of focus, lack of concentration, and mild depression. In the pain and numbness area, patient has a ongoing pain in the neck, as well as stiffness of the neck, shoulder, lower back stiffness, and pain in the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory disease, asthma and chest pain, but denies any difficulty breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain levels have remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication are Tylenol, Codeine, or Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 149 over 85, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from previous visit, which is 10-27-2022. Dictation number is 1030-010. along with plan of care, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. We have cut down the physical therapy visit to once a week, as we already have done almost 8 months of therapy, maximum healing, and has achieved maximum improvement. Has achieved his disability is as follows. He is released to a regular duty job where he doesn't have to lift more than 25 pounds. And patient has been provided with all the medications. On the last visit, and he's been obtaining refill from the other pharmacy, as well as patient has been advised about injection treatment for lumbar epidural for the L4, L5, L5, S1, as well as cervical C6-7 disc herniation, and narcotics have been discontinued for him. He can also benefit from facet joint injection if the pain symptoms are not gone. And the patient is advised injection to the right shoulder and right hip for trigger points and should bring some relief. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.